Last left off, we were discussing it a little bit.
Open it?
Yeah, a little bit. That's fine. That's fine. Is that okay, you took hold of it?
Nah,
man.
It's a little chilly
out there. Okay, we last left off on Thursday, we were talking about how can it be that some Rishonim hold that when they have a conversation with Spira and they let his mamash Ne'amar less on it. So Rambam does wrong with it. Rambam happens to hold that he's only Ne'amar to be Monei L'shtiyas Ayayim, and Monei L'woman is a Sarah to be the Spira. But according to some Rishonim, he really, like Tosafot holds that way, does something above, holds that he's really Ne'amar L'chol Bavon. So the problem is how can it be that in a Dov Shavir Bavon Zishtayim, which is Stam of Zeros at Tosafot. So we basically said the key is Raglayim L'dovah, Rashi Rabbi Nasir gets to win that Rashi Raglayim L'dovah. So the problem we left off with is that just the issue of Raglayim L'dovah is Machlekes HaTanoim, the Rishim and the Rabbanon, and the Nidin, the Gimra Monsoda, Sigurani. That according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't derive the din of Safik Tumah from Safik Seika, Lasosa, Safik Kavadai, because Rabbi Shimon was bothered with the issue of Raglayim L'dovah. But the Chacham do learn out Safik Tumah, which is a Rabbi, not a Safik Tumah, which is a Yahweh from Safik Seika. Who say that just a suffix soita is a sarkos of suffix kivadai? Who would deny the chum say that you serve truma based on suffix tuba shusayotin? So obviously the chum denied the principle of reglaim adavar. So that's what we left off on Thursday. Happened to be that the chum denied reglaim adavar, and all the mishonim come bring back reglaim adavar to tchias amesim. So there are really two different approaches to this problem. So the first is the Rashba. The Rashba Masechta has need the claims that machloikis that appeared in Eden of Gimel. The Gemara seems to present that the Rabbi Shimon held that Raglan Madova is a Svara, and the Rabbanon held that Raglan Madova is not a Svara, that's not the reason why the Torah was the Tamei the Saita. So the Rashi says, no, that's not really true. But everybody agrees that when it comes to Saita, the reason why the Torah is so strict in the Saita is also Raglan Madova. That's a Dover question. The Machlaikis at the time was whether that has to be taken into the equation of deriving Safik Tumah from Safik Saita. So Rabbi Shimon said that since the reality is that by a site there's an issue of Raglayim L'davar, we have by Safik Tumah there is no Raglayim L'davar. So Rabbi Shimon says, a Safik Tumah is not due yet to Safik Saita, so therefore you cannot say a Sarkas of Safik Kabbalah. If Rabbi Shimon says you can't be Saita of Truma by a Safik Tumah because it's not similar to Saita. According to Rabbi Shimon, in order to learn out from Saita, it's got to be all the criteria of Saita, it's got to be exactly parallel to Saita, it's got to be Rishus HaYachin, it's got to be Davashesh Lanas Lishon, it's got to be Raglayim L'davar also. Raglayim L'davar is missing in the case of the mikvah or in the case of other Safik Tumas. So Rabbi Shimon says the buck stops here and you cannot derive from Saita. Says the Rashba, what the Chacham holds is not, the Chacham say that even though Saita has Raglayim L'davar, that's a quirk, that doesn't affect the Lima, that doesn't affect the Elfusa. Those certain aspects from Saita you do have to derive. Namely, we limit the Lima from Saita only to Rosh HaSayachim, and we limit the Lima from Saita to a Davar Sheyesh Bo Das L'Shoel, but in terms of picking up on the issue of Raglayim L'davar, so the Chacham say no, Rishiyas Gamrinan and Raglayim L'davar Lo Gamrinan. So therefore the Chacham didn't have any problems with saying that Safek Tu B'Shus HaYachad is Tamei B'Torah Svadai, notwithstanding the fact that it's lacking Raglayim L'davar. It's a little bit shaky, this Rashba. Like Mehecha Pesa, this is just some arbitrary, that the Rabbi Shimon is much more consistent than the Chacham. According to the Chacham, some parallels are drawn from Saita to Tumah, others are not. It's a very difficult Rashba. Anyone understand this Rashba? Anyone? Who saw this Rashba? Do you understand it? What
letters?
I don't understand the Svar B'chol. Yossi, do you understand the Svar B'chol? I don't understand the B'chol. But it solves that problem. So we don't understand the Svar, but it does solve our problem.
Could it have something to do with the fact that there's a Peskis Heter by Sota, but there's a Peskis...
Could it have something to do with Paris also?
But there's a Peskis Tumas Agavra by Sota, basically.
I don't know. So again, so this is the Rashba solution to the problem. L'chora, one could solve the problem differently than the Rashba. Another way to solve this problem. How you talking that needed that Gimel Nacham deny Raglayim L'davar, or it comes to Einecha, it's all of a sudden Raglayim L'davar comes back. No, that was trapped. Yeah, the whole Shabbos, I think about this. Wasn't this the thing I left you with on Thursday? No, what they say in Shul about this? The Arya, what do they say? The guidance. The Benji, what do you have to say? What do they say after on Friday? Yes, they weren't after. What do they say? Sure, they weren't holding the singing. Chai, the answer is Pashat. It's so Pashat.
The
Chachamim say the title of the Reisa is B'taras Vada. There are two machlekes of Rav Shimon Rama. So we went through on Thursday, right? So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon. The Chachamim hold by Sukkot to me. Taka Asa Rav. I pulled this out of you guys with this Rav Dover story. The Chachamim, the Chacham hold as follows. In the case of Safek Tuma, which is the parallel to Saita, so what do you have? You had Kinnun and you had Stira. What does the Torah say when you have Kinnun and Stira? The woman becomes a Sura. So the Chacham say, if all you have is Kinnun and Stira, that does not create Raglayim Adavar. It's not enough to create a Reisa, to create a Zara Raglayim Adavar, to prevent us from comparing Safek Tuma to Safek Saita. But what does create Raglayim Adavar? When you have Kinnun and Stira and an Etuma, that creates Raglayim Adavar. It's not that the Chacham disagree with Raglayim Adavar Lakam, right? It's just that the Chachamim have a greater threshold of Raglayim Adavar. The Chacham say that Kinnun and Stira alone is nothing. That doesn't create Raglayim Adavar. Therefore, you can derive Safek Tuma from Safek Saita. Once you have Kinnun and Stira plus Edecha, that creates Raglayim Adavar. Why does the Chacham agree with that? Isn't that Pashut?
According to what we said in Shit, though, we need to rely on the team after the...
Yeah, what do you say? So comes Benji and says... Oh, wait a second. Is this a tenable position to say that Kinnun v'Stira alone doesn't create Raglayim Adavar, but Erecha does? So the Chayr, this goes back to our old story that we mentioned on Thursday. How is it... How do we understand the Svar of Raglayim Adavar? The Rashi now simply says that Raglayim Adavar creates the issue in the case of Kinnun v'Stira plus Erecha. And what's Pshat? Is Pshat, like the Chaim Moses razzle dazzle Pshat, that the Raglayim Ladova was really created by the Kinnun v'Stira alone, and that breaks the Cheskes Heter. So the Meila in Erecher is always believed by Adav Shavir, but if there's no Chazak against it, that was the Chaim Moses punchline. If that's the Pshat in Raglayim Ladova, then what we're saying is ridiculous, because you have to create the Raglayim Ladova, code them the Eidus of the Erecher. Because the question of Chaim Moses, the Erecha walks with Benji. So if there's a Cheskes Heter in this woman before the Erecha starts to talk, we don't even Mesiachis to this Erecha, throw him out of his head, because Ein Dabar Shevi Yevah Tochus Mishnayim. So according to Chaim Moses, Bir and Reglayim Ledavar, that the Reglayim Ledavar destroys the Cheskes Heter, which enables the testimony of the Erecha to be Chal, so it's ridiculous what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the Book of Mitzvahs. However, if you say the other Pshah in Reglayim Ledavar, that Reglayim Ledavar means, what's the other Pshah, Benji? It's a simple pshat. That it's a rove, right? We didn't even say that on Thursday. We're going to say it now. That it's a rove. We have a cloud from Gittin Dab Beis that ain't dovish shevi ever pachas mishnayim. But that's only true. That means two edim are believed. The one ed is not believed. But what if there's a rove pointing in one direction? What's the halacha? We had a raya geruah for the gemara. What? Rove worse. That was the gemara that says that rove was matir the woman by the get, because rove says rove b'kiyum lishma. Whenever you have a rove, that for sure even by Nosha Vierba. So it could be that Raglayim Ladavar is a fancy way of saying a rove. So come the Chacham and say, when you have Kinnui and Stira together, that's not a rove. There's a rove that the woman was mezana. Most women who don't listen to their husbands, they go into a room with a man, well, mezana. I mean, come on, that's such a gemara to write. So the Chacham say that's not called Raglayim Ladavar. However, when you have Kinnun and Stira and you have an Erechad who's saying that Imamish saw Nitma'ah, then believe me, guys, there's a rule that this woman was Mazan. He's not Nehemiah the terrorist Erechad. The Isser is created, the Erechad adds on to the rule. He pushes it over 50%. So there are two totally different ways to understand how Raglayim Ladavar works. Even Raglayim Ladavar destroys the Cheskes Heter, enabling the Erechad to be Nehemiah, like the Chayim Yisrael. Or the Erechad works is to combine Ruby Kinnun and Stira to finally get us over the hump to create the rove. So my nafkamina, which way? Nafkamina is what we're saying, that we want to present this possibility that Kinnun and Stira themselves do not create the Raglayim Ladavar. It's only the Erechad combined that creates it. This only makes sense if you go with the rove mahalach. It doesn't work if you go with the Chayim Yisrael mahalach. So that was the answer that I wanted everyone to think of over Shabbos. No way forward. Right, Benji, make sense? Good. So far, so good? Everyone with us? Want to like it? No? Yes, no, maybe so. Oh. So we've salvaged Reb Chaim Lvov. Reb Chaim Lvov is a nice thing. We're very happy with Reb Chaim Lvov. The only thing is that if you don't say like the Rashba, so Lididon, Reb Chaim Lvov only sets in post Eidecha. If you say like the Rashba, so then Reb Chaim Lvov sets in even code of Eidecha, even according to the Chacham. The Reb Chaim Lvov is a very neat thing to have in terms of the Sefer. It's going to solve a whole series of problems in a Sefer. For example, Tosfos has a whole Yisoid in Nidan of Beis that when you have a Shiloh, you have a Sapik Tumah, Bishus Arabim, so we all know that Allah is, it's Lakum. How do you know if that's true? How do you know the Sapik Tumah is Mutah? How do you know? How do you know Sapik Tumah, Bishus Arabim is Tumah? What's the moment? Sometimes you should say Yachid. It's a drasha, like for the fact that the Torah says the woman becomes a saita and saita is a rishus hayachid case, right? We can derive from here that suffix of rishus harabim is tar. It's like a meal from saita, right? The case of saita is always rishus hayachid. So there are really two dinim that are being learned out from saita. Din number one is suffix of rishus hayachid is tar, and din number two is that suffix of rishus harabim is tar. There's another reason why suffix of rishus harabim is tar. Yeah, besides it, Kermesis is a wild mocha. Besides Kermesis, what's another reason why Sefer Tuvah is Rabbis Tohar? That's like, man. What's the name? No. Why is it? Mike, why is it that Sefer Tuvah is Rabbis Tohar? You didn't have a possibility to say that.
So good.
Right? We're not sure whether the person became Tamei or not. The person was Torah for the last 20 years. We're not sure whether their sheretz touched him or not. So when it comes to Saita, we have a Xeris HaKosah that's something too, Bishas HaYachad is Tamei. So that overrides the Chazakah. But in the case of Bishas HaRabim, where the Xeris HaKosah of Saita doesn't apply, so Mamela, the person is Tar, Alz Tadir Chazakah Mekara. So Tosfos points out there are really two different reasons why whenever you have a Sefer Tuvah Bishus Rabim, where you tar number one because you have a Cheskes Tara, and you tar number two because there's a Gzeres HaKosuf from Sota that you tar. So Tosfos makes the whole Cheshbon. Why is it that you need two different Mekaris? Why do you need a Mokra from Sota? Why does the Gemara present it as if there was a two-sided Halacha Moshe Mesina from Sota that Sefer Tuvah Bishus Rabim is the Sefer Tuvah Bishus Rabim is Tar, and Sefer Tuvah Bishus Rabim is Tar? What did the Yalchusa from Saita for? It's a Dava Pasha that you taught, Alz Cheskes Tara. So comes Tosfos and says, Al Karchach, what do you see? From the fact that the Gemara says there were two sides of the Halacha Moshe Messina from Saita, you see the Torah's Mechadish, an unbelievable thing. The Torah's Mechadish, that Safik Tuma, Bishus HaRabim is Tahar, even what? Even when there's?
No,
when there's no Cheskes Tara. When there's nothing pointing in either direction, Stam Estelman, the person does not have a Cheskes Tara, forget the person may even have a cheskes tuma, perhaps sofik tuma b'shus harabim is tar. Kach nemer halacha l'rosh mizira. Because otherwise, as he says, what do you mean halacha l'rosh mizira for? If there's a cheskes tara, so for shneitzik the person is tar, has cheskes tara. So now comes Tosfos and stuck with a kasha. Look, what's the kasha Tosfos? One Tosfos just got finished proving that sofik tuma b'shus harabim is tar. I'll take Zeris HaKosa from Saita, Yafusa from Saita, even when there's no Cheskes Tahara, what's the problem?
So
in itself has a Cheskes Tahara. So how can you learn something from Saita? Saita Gufa has a Cheskes Tahara. So comes Tosfos and says, no, Saita does not have a Cheskes Tahara. Why doesn't have a Cheskes Tahara? Because Reglaim Ladovar, because Reglaim Ladovar destroys the Cheskes Tahara. So this Tosfos doesn't only fits in, you assume that we accept Reb Chaim Lvov. If you hold like the Rashba, that we do accept Reb Chaim Lvov, that makes sense. But if you hold like others that la halacha, we tap and reject Reb Chaim Lvov, so then Tosfos starts telling you to look around. It's not a problem. So Tosfos says that what enables us to learn out something through Bishus HaRabim from Saita, even in a case where there's no Cheskes Tahara, is because Sota Gufa doesn't have a Cheskes Tahara, because of Reb Chaim Lvov. So now comes Tosfos and asks, once we just prove that Saita does not have a cheskes tara because of Raglayim Adavar. Now we have a kasha. How could we learn out Suffik Tua Bishus Hayachid is Tomei, which we're learning out even in a case where there is a cheskes tara? I'm not sure whether the sheretz touched me or not. I have a cheskes tara. If it happens in Bishus Hayachid, I'm Tomei. That's a little something to Bishus Hayachid. The case goof of Saita is no Cheskes Tara. Tosafos just made an overkill. Is Saita called a Cheskes Tara now? So in order to for the Kasha from Rishus HaRabim, Tosafos had to destroy the Cheskes Tara of Saita. Once Tosafos destroyed the Cheskes Tara, so then you're back to the Kasha of Rishus HaYachid. How could you learn that from Suffik to Rishus HaYachid to be Tomei from Saita if Saita goof doesn't have a Cheskes Tara? So what does Tosafos say? A very difficult thing. No, what is the Tosafos says? So comes Tosafos and says a very strange other type of a chazak. Comes Tosafos and says, true, the woman's cheskes tara has been destroyed. There's a reisa, the raglayim adavar has demolished the cheskes tara, but that reisa has not proven to us that she is tumeya tumas vaday. All raglayim adavar has shown us is that she's not tahora vaday. So comes Tosafos and says, she still has a cheskes tara. Every woman who's a saita still has a cheskes tara. What's a cheskes tara? That she's not tamei b'dois. It means told about the last 20 years she's been married to a husband, so we could say about her she was not tamei b'dois, for sure. We know that she wasn't for sure tamei, and even though she was nistera and kinim and stira, we still could say she still has a chazaka that she's not tamei b'dois, because the raglayim adavar doesn't create a vada tu, but it creates a suffik tuma. So now, what do you see? Even though she still has her original cheskes tara of not being tamei b'toras vaday, what does the Torah say about her? Asav kasav safekir vaday. Then Gezeres Hakasav Saita says she's now a suitor to her husband b'toras vaday. So you see that safek too b'shus a yochid is tamei even against the chazaka, because she had a chazaka that she's not tamei b'vados. Now comes the Torah and says that changes because safek too b'shus a yochid is tamei. So did everyone understand that fancy footwork of Tosafos? Tosafos is trying to create the impossible of this one woman. This poor woman, she only has two hands and 2 feet. We're trying to make her half and half. But we don't want to destroy our cheskes tara totally, because that's going to get us into trouble. But we don't want to keep intact the cheskes tara. So Tosafos created two things. Tosafos says she doesn't have a cheskes tara anymore, but she doesn't have a cheskes tuma vada either. She has a cheskes tara misafik. I don't know what you want to call it. So comes Tosafos and says that solves all the problems. Pretty fancy Tosafos, no? Benji, do you have that Tosafos? It's a funny Tosafos, right? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I don't know what the chazak is.
It's a hard thing. A cheskes tapping to a vada. No, Jeff, it's a hard, very modern thing. But with that Tosafos rolling in this whole direction was only because they had raglayim adavar on the side. If you don't have raglayim adavar, then the whole Tosafos doesn't roll. So according to what we're saying, that we're not so convinced that raglayim adavar even exists according to Rachamim prior to the anus of the Erechot. So the whole Tosafos, beginning to end, isn't getting off the ground. So you have to solve Tosafos' problem in a different way. Our basic kasha is, the same kasha of Tosafos stands, namely, decide once and for all, is Saita after Kina Vistira? Does she have a cheskes tara or not? If the answer is yes, she has a cheskes tara, then how can you derive from here that Suffolk 2 of Rishus Arab and Mistor even without a cheskes tara? If you tell me that she loses a cheskes tara, so how can you tell me that Suffolk 2 of Rishus Ayachid is Tomei even with a cheskes tara? That's the dilemma. Let me answer this question. Can I come up with a different answer to this question? It's the same dilemma as Taisa said. It means the Sota either, tell me what you think. The Sota, you have to keep your story. Has a cheskes tara or not? You pick. Whatever you pick, I'll tell you wrong. You're wrong, good. Okay, if she still has a cheskes tara, so then you're telling me that Sota 2 of Rishus HaRabim is Tohar only to me the Sota. Namely, when it's cheskes tara. But if there's no cheskes tara, then we have no right to derive from Sota. But that's not true. The fact is, Tosafos claims that something should not start even when there's no cheskes tara. Everyone believes with the kasha. If you don't understand the kasha, you're not going to get too far.
You say that really she does have a cheskes tara. It's just that it doesn't matter. We can still make the drasha to all subjects kind of versus around, because the fact is that the Torah, I mean, from the beginning of Tosafos, that seemingly we were forced into saying that the drasha applies, that the drasha would apply to case even if there is no peskis tara, right? Because otherwise it's obvious because there's peskis tara. Right? That was the beginning.
Everyone understand the kasha? What was stuck? The place only makes sense if you save or salvage your glamour dove. If you throw a glamour dove out the window, so then the whole place doesn't get off the ground. So no, tell me, he'll save. So the halachas is how or not? Does it involve kasha, right? What's the answer? Comes to Shmaita and says, tell me a secret. The Seita has a cheskes tahara, and she doesn't have a cheskes tahara. Nothing to do with requiem or dollar. That's totally irrelevant. She has a cheskes tahara for who? Who is she a cheskes tahara to? The Baal. Who is she not a cheskes tahara to? Who else becomes also when you have a shalav Seita? The Baal. There are two sides of the coin. Once kina v'stira happens, the Torah says v'nitma of a nitma of a nitma, she becomes a sura l'baal, v'yasur l'boil. So the Torah says she becomes a sura to the baal, even though she has a cheskes tahara to the baal, and she becomes a sura to the boel, only in rishus ha'yachid, but not in rishus ha'rabim, even though she doesn't have a cheskes tahara to the baal. So it comes to Sheish Ma'is and says that's how Chazal learned out these two seemingly contradictory limudim. That from her relationship to the Baal, which was the Cheskes Tara for the last 20 years, and still is after Kina Mistira, because Kina Mistira doesn't change the Cheskes Tara, because the Chum reject her Bible Dover, says the Sheish Maitza, notwithstanding her Cheskes Tara, she still has served with her Safik to the Baal. We see from here that Safik to Moshe Sayachid is Tomei, even against the Cheskes Tara. But from the fact that the Torah only gives a scenario of Sait to Inner Moshe Sayachid, therefore, the halacha Moshe Messina tells us, "Ulu Yitzui, this would be in Rishis Aravim. She would have to be muteres. Not only would she be muteres to the Baal, but the Baal died right now, and she wants to marry the Boa. What would we have to pass him? We have to pass him. She's muteres also. Aye, there was a latest asafeg. Aye, there was no cheskis tara to the Boa because she was a suah to the Boa anyway. I'll say she's ish. So what do you see? You see that cheskis safeg to Rishis Aravim is tar, even when there's no." Cheskes Tara. That's the Sheish Ma'aseh there. It's pretty neat, huh? Pretty sharp there. That's it.
But like she has a cheskes not Tara that she's not also to the ball.
Oh, so comes Ellie and jumps on the Shema. I shouldn't expect Ellie to ask this question. Comes Ellie and says, "What do you mean she's not the cheskes Tara to the ball? The Issa Leboel wasn't chal enough for the last 20 years. She wasn't Tara to the ball out the Issa Leboel. She was also to the ball out Issa Reishis Ish, right?" You tell me, Ellie. Machzik v'yisli yisra. Rashi and Tosfos ba'evi menachai. When we spoke about this last week, so Shmaisa doesn't count about this. We're not talking about that now. Those one of my Shmaisa. The son of himself, Yvonne, right? Yvonne?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So you can check with it. All these things I've been telling you the whole year is true. I just made it all up. Well, it's not what I mean. Few of the things are in there. Anyway, so the Shmaisa talks about that particular clue. Good. All right. Very good. Okay. Good. So far, so good. We have Taisis Mahalach, we have the Shmaisis Mahalach. There are two statements in the Rishonim, in order to conclude the Sugya. And this whole Rishonim of Dovah, and the Rishonim and the Rabbanim, that I don't understand, so maybe some of you guys can help me. What is the Taisis Masechah Sugya Dov Korches? The Gemara says, V'nitma, 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 and comes the Mishnah and says, that just as Sait is a Sakas of Safi Kivadai, so too Safik Tubish is a Yachid, a Sakas of Safi Kivadai. Right? Comes Toys and Yasakasha. He says, Akasha, how did you derive Safik Tubish is a Yachid from Safik Saita? Mal is Safik Saita, Shekane Raglayim Mudavar. Or Shekane Safik Tuma doesn't have Raglayim Mudavar. Do you see that, Toys? Right? Did anyone understand what in the world Toys wants? What's the cash of these cases? Moshe, what's the problem with this? Everyone read the Tosis and didn't like say what are they talking about? Well, that's true. Have you read the Tosis?
Yeah, fine.
No, nothing. What's the problem with Tosis?
Again, Tosis says, the Mishnah says, when you learn out something to Mishnah, you offer from something Seita. So comes Tosis and says, no, wait a second, how could the Mishnah say that? Mal is something Seita, because you get a Rhyme of Love, and Masha Enkin, something to is not a Rhyme of Love. Dangerous problem. Wasn't that what the Gemara in Hidden that Gimel was talking about? Namely, according to Rabbi Shimon, who held that there is an issue of her Laila Dabar, by Sotas in Hachinami, Rabbi Shimon did not derive Safek Tuma from Safek Saita because of that problem. And the Chachamim, who did derive Safek Tuma from Safek Saita, either because the Chacham Taka did not have Laila Dabar, the Hebrew Laila Dabar only sets in after the Edecha, or the Chacham held, notwithstanding the fact of a Laila Dabar, like the Rashba said, that Kach Kibu Chazal, you derive Safek Tuma from Safek Saita anyway, and you don't compare the issue of a Laila Dabar. Tosfos on Sota Daf Kaf Ches is writing this Tosfos like they never learned Maseches Tita. That this was an issue that the Tanoim 1500 years earlier had already addressed, and Rabbi Shimon had his solution. That in Echanami you don't learn it, and the Chachamim did learn it either because they denied Rabbi Shimon or they held it off of Pichen. So did that understand Tosfos Kasha was? Mamish Pilei Plant. All the Chachamim point out on Tosfos, they don't know what Tosfos wanted. What are they asking? What are they adding to the Gemara? Did you see anything? Who was bothered with this question?
Can you say that they're asking aren't the question we asked the Yiddish from the Chachamim? Meaning, what does the Chachamim do about?
I mean, they're asking the Rashba's question. It's very hard to believe because when they're terrorists, it doesn't all sound like the Rashba says. I don't know. So comes Tosfos, was so bothered with this question. The Tosfos says as follows. Comes Tosfos, I'll tell you why I don't like what you said. Comes Tosfos and says, by Saita there's Reglai Vadovar, and by Safik Tum Bishas Ayachid, there's also Reglai Vadovar. Also Reglai Vadovar, what's Reglai Vadovar? Have a sheretz, I'm not sure that touch a sheretz, and that's such a sheretz. What's Shaykh to call the Reglai Vadovar? Comes to Saita and Saita says, we totally goofed on Reglai Vadovar. We totally mistranslated Reglai Vadovar. We think Reglai Vadovar means that the odds are that the person probably became Tamei, the woman probably Kappa was Mazana. That's what Reglai Vadovar means. It's pretty likely that she became Mazana. That she was Mazana. Either to create a role, but to destroy the Cheskes Het, whatever the case may be. Comes out and says, no, that's not what Reglai Vadovar means. Reglai Vadovar means, we spoke about this place earlier, Regis Olafanegu. Comes Tosfos and says, what was the original statement of the Gemara in discussing Reglai Vadovar? It was Rabbi Shimon speaking. Shimon says, you can't derive from suffix Saita Tamei to the case of Mikvah Venimah Venimshah Venimsachah. So why? Because in the case of the Saita, there's Reglai Vadovar, in the case of the Mikvah, is not Reglai Vadovar. So we thought what that meant is, the Sota, the odds are she follows Mazana, whereas in the Mikvah, how do you know what it was Chasa? Maybe, and maybe not. There's no reason to believe it was Chasa. Come says, no, that's not what Reglai Vadovar means. Reglai Vadovar means, in the case of the Saita, everything's standing in front of us. The Nivellas is in front of us, the Boil is in front of us. In the case of the Mikvah, at the time of the latest Hasafek, we don't know anything. So sometime last week, maybe the mikvah lost water. So that's a statement of past history. We don't know. We have no idea. It's not that there's a reyus staring us in the face. So comes Tosfos and says, the reyus is now. Now we measure the mikvah and realize, guess what? They're only 39 saw. So comes Tosfos and says, in the case of Safek Tuv Bishus Yochid, you have the reyus of Lefanein. What's the reyus of the mouse? You have the person standing here. You have the dead mouse here also. So what's the difference between the person and the dead mouse? It's the exact same as the ball or the vela. Says Tosfos when the Gemara says Reglai Vadovar, Reglai Vadovar is just a synonym for Reyus Olafanegu, in contrast to the case of the Mikvah. Now Tosfos Lechor is saying this, even the Das, Rabbi Shimon, because he's quoting the Gemara. So you can't say Tosfos forgot the Gemara. Tosfos quoting the Gemara. And the Gemara is talking about according to Rabbi Shimon. So Tosfos is totally redefining Reglai Vadovar. So Pashtus, if that's correct, that the Chachamim deny that Reglai Vadovar. There was Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim. So Yosef, you wanted to say that Tosfos is going like the Rash, it's not the same thing, right? It's totally different. So I don't understand the Tosfos B'chlai. I don't understand the Kash of Tosfos. That why do they even present the Kasha? Why didn't they realize that was good for the Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim? And then they get this whole fangled interpretation of what Reglai Vadovar means. Reglai Vadovar means Reinus of the Fanenu. The words don't exactly match up. Sarachim and Zotas beginning to all the Echemer point that they don't understand what Tyson said to one and what they solved with their attempt. That's one of my Sarachim's for today.
Also, didn't the Gemara itself say that Reglai Vadovar is Reglai Vadovar because there's Kinei Vistira?
The Gemara say that? Who has the Gemara Gita?
Did Gemara say the Gemara Dover caused the Kiva Sira? Did it? Ellie? 15 seconds. I just love watching you right there. I got a lot of problems with the social. Oh, boy.
He's real
impressed.
Tell somebody to beat him. Tell somebody
else to beat him. You're a Tachimad, there's a Well, you're ready? The Gemara says, "Hachi Hashda." It's a nice trend. Hachi Hashda. Hasam Yeshra Glayim Ladava. Shehare Kinei Love in Mistera. Hacham Ayra Glayim Ladava. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe tells us how to. Who has the Tosh in Sota? You have the Tosh in Sota? So maybe I don't understand the whole beginning of the Yesh Lomar Tosh. The Spira de Kini Gisala de Gisala de Magashe Ezer Below Kini Lo Yashim Sofek the Spira Greda So Nash Lila Raya So Kini Yagorim HaSofek. So what does that whole thing mean? I don't know what that means. But the punchline is, Hachi Bibi Shahab Vasekas Nida Hasam Gabi Sayyid the Sopik Sheres Hare Reyus Adan Asheres Abo Kaman Eith Latiris V'ishva Gabi Mik V'kanam Tzil Lo Re'inushum Reyus Adikul Sifuki Al Yada. Maybe it means is that without Kini Misti you don't have to lay this a Sopik. So some of that's what it means. That when the Gemara says that the Kini Vistira creates the Raglayim Ladabar, it's not all the other Rishonim learning that Kini Vistira means that it's more likely. Kini Vistira creates the latest a Sopik. And then you could say, I have a ball for Nadu. No? Is that what he means? No? Something like that. It's a little shaky. So I don't know. I'm very unclear about what this crisis means. Another tzarch here for this topic of the Rebbeinu Zavod. The other problem with the Rebbeinu Zavod is as follows. Rashi points out in the Masechas Nida, according to Rabbi Shimon really says, that he cannot learn out Safik Tuma B'Shusayavdim from Saita because of the problem of the random from it. So Rashi makes an unbelievable comment. Rashi says, therefore, according to B'Shimon, what is the din? What nice of Safik Tuma B'Shusayavdim? The Yisayav Trumana. What is Rashi saying? According to B'Shimon. Every Safik Tuma B'Shusayavdim, Yisayav Trumana. No, that's what B'Shimon says. You cannot learn out Safik about it from Saita because saying that the God is God, Safik Tuma doesn't. So comes the Rashba and says in Rashi, he doesn't think Rashi's right. We have Gemaras all over Shas that say that Safik Tuma B'Shusayavdim is just a Safik Tuma. And the Rashba finds it very difficult to say that those Gemaras are only true according to the Chum, not true according to Rabbi Shimon. So Elohim comes the Rashba and says, when does Rabbi Shimon say that you need the Svar of Raglayim Ladavar in order to explain away why I saw Safik Kavadai? It's only by a case like Saita. But there's another factor about here. We've been throwing around the roles, the climb of the chazak, everything. There's another factor in the case of sight that should be put into the equation. What is that? The woman screaming to Horani. The woman's a bari. She's screaming at the top of her lungs and there's not mazana. But Afa Pichain, I saw across the Sapi Kivade. We're saying that not only are we super whether she's mazana, we're saying with her as vad that she was mazana. So comes the Rashi and says, it's only in the case of sight that we're counteracting what we want to say is the woman's. Hachosha, she's screaming Tarani. So Rabbi Shimon said, if not for the fact of Raglayim Ladavar, we would never have made it a Safik Yavadim. But in a scenario where you don't have the Bari of anybody, nobody knows the case of the mouse next to the person, nobody knows what's going on. The mouse doesn't know, the person doesn't know, no one remembers what happens. So therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, you don't need Raglayim Ladavar, and Bechi Agavna, I saw a cross of Safik Yavadim. That's what the Rashba says. So whereas Rashi holds, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Rashba says, no, it's not true. That you would be Sarif Truma and you don't need Raglayim. Does anyone understand this Rashba? Does Does anyone understand what the Rashma is talking about? What's the blatant kasha on this Rashma?
Why didn't you say Shulim?
What? Wait, what do you mean? The mikvah! I understand. Rabbi Shimon said by mikvah that you're tolim, you're not sober. Why? Because there's no reglaim adam. For the case of the mikvah, there's no bari, nobody knows anything. And afa b'chem, Rabbi Shimon said that because it's lacking reglaim adam, so you can't be served. So what in the world is the Rashba talking about? Everyone realizes kasha in the Rashba? Did anyone have a teretz? I have no clue what the answer to this kasha is. So I have to apologize to everybody. We've got a lot of loose ends, right, Benji? Sometimes you have loose ends at the end of a shiur. So this year I have a lot of tzarchim. I don't understand the Tosfos and Sota about the Ches. I don't understand the Rashba neither about what he means that you learn one way, you don't learn the other way. And I have a chlal that I understand this Rashba, what he means that's only in the case of a glam adam. It's only the case of a mirror's bar. And Rishimah insisted on a glam adam. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. So believe me, guys, I wish I had like one yisoy to answer everything. Maybe a kavala kashir koli, but I have to be my glam. I don't know the answer to any of these questions. Who's thinking about this cash? It's still Tuesday, so we're going to come up with the chance. But we have cash credits.
No, what was the problem with the answer that we said for Tuesday's answer? We didn't like Tuesday's question. What was the problem with the answer?
No, the words don't say it. They don't say anything like that. The words is kidding with Steve. Is reclining with them. Sorry, so this is a tough signal. Tough signal because we need a lot of strings. Still loose. Okay, and we're ready to go on. Next signal. Somebody called me in front. I want to know how much water does a mikvah need? Because they were looking at a kelim mikvah. They were in an out of town place. They were looking at a kelim mikvah, so it was very low. And apparently, they didn't show them the last time who actually built this mikvah. They want to know just exactly how much it has to have. So we're trying to figure out how much really has happened. So the shiur of the pulse is given in terms of gallons and stuff, 150 gallons, but it's hard to measure gallons in the mikvah. So don't measure the old style way. Amma the yam guru yul amas. That's what the Gemara says. They found that it's supposed to you have to fit a person in. So it's way more than amma yam guru yul amas. Okay, let's decide. So he told me that the reason why he called me is because he listened to my mikvah tapes. So I told him, okay, good. Now, guess what? We have need the CDs. You can buy them for $8. Give you $5 over.
You get 24-hour support. What? You get 24-hour, 7 days a week support.
Okay, good. That's the thing. Comes the Gemara and says in the Bible of Tessa and Aleph that once we're proven that you can ask a woman to buy a base on either to aid them, a base on a mere specific pursuer, a base on two days to wear an echad. If he came with my sister, I'm going to ask why did they ask her to do this? But the first Russian places, what exactly the issue was? Rashi said there were mamash Aden places. Aden, who were the Aden? It was only Chokosh Chafer, which we spoke about last week, and even there wasn't even Gidera Hamanaf, there was nothing. The Tais said, no, the Kasha was David himself using it, that he was with her. So he should have divorced her afterwards. So Tanya Gemara says, Hasam Aynas Hava. The reason why she was being fed to David was because she was Nansah. The Ibai is saying, the Gemara says, that she was Yodim and Gureshah, so that's the next thing, ready? That she was Yodim and Gureshah, because he wrote her again. I can't be Yodim and Gureshah. If you interpret this Gemara, Kipshuto, if there's really a machloik that's going on, so the first lashon of the Gemara is the Chadash, and the thing. We always say that, Eish Zishin Ben says, Muteras Labayla, so come to the Gemara, the Chadash, the Chadash, the Muteras Labayla, the Muteras Labayla also, that's the Gemara of the Kiddush. In Kenzai, the second lashon of the Gemara tells that's wrong. The only reason why she was Mataras on David was because she was in fact the Gureshes at the time that he was with her. But look at that she would have been really been married. She would have been also the David, even though she was Nansa. So many suggest that's really a machlekes in the Gemara. And we should point out there's Rishali that seems to say that she really is a surah to the boil, that the heter of Onus is only the Gabi Labal, not the Gabi Labal. What's the Nakudas and Machlekes between the Kudas Shadrach in the Gemara? So it appears that they're arguing about a fundamental Yisoid. What is this all about? This din that we have in Eishes Ish and Nensa is Muteras Labayla. That's a given. Everyone needs to be healed as possible. Zeres and Kozlov. So what's Pshat? Why is it that in Eishes Ish and Nensa is Muteras Labayla? Is Pshat that what creates the Issa Labayla is not just the fact that she was Nitma on the sense of that she had relations with somebody else. That's not what creates the Issa. The pasuk introduces Pasha Saita with what phrase? Ish Ish Ke. Isista Ishta. What is Tista Ishta have the connotation? that she's doing something bad. What? It's one of those pillars flowing. Why we spell Saita with a Samach? Correct way to spell Saita is with a Sin, which is, of course, why the Rambam, and the Frank Rambam spells it with a Sin. So somehow, somehow became a Samach. So the one could argue that since the Torah introduces Parsha Saita, Ishish Kisiste Ishtai, that the Oyser, the Bailah, is not the activeness per se, it's not the Maisa Bira Zola Bailah. But also a bailah is the biberatzon, is the fact that she was mezanerat the biberatzon. The ratzon is a prat in the isagufa. That's one way of understanding the din of ehilon as pasul mikaras. Or you could say no, that the oser of the eshish labailah, here's the maisebi. She had bila another man, she becomes a sur labailah. That's it. The reason why she's mutaris when she's nesa, that's like together in the circle of that's like ill. The Torah gave her a break. The Torah said, "Listen, you know, we don't want to be too mean to her, so we'll give you a free." He says, "It wasn't your fault, but we're not going to ask you rabbi lech." But in terms of was the etzem ha'issa really chal hashasya that she was nitma? Nitma doesn't mean that she didn't willingly. Nitma means she had to be with another man. So the two different ways to understand is the pashtus. That's the machlokes today is in the Gemara. But if you hold that the nature of the Yisr is that Ratzon defines the Shem Saita, so if Ratzon is lacking, so she's not a Saita, she's Muter, she's Muter Slabal, she's Muter Slabal. If you hold that Ratzon is not part of the definition of the Yisr, Ratzon is just is a Poter Minachutz, Vanisach Manapatre, so that Poter logically only makes sense vis-a-vis the husbands. The husbands, why should he suffer? His wife is man's up. Hashem the boy he was the one who was ma'anisar. So if Adam was going to make him suffer, we're going to ask the heart, because the Isra is really there. So that's the pashtus. However, one could say a little bit more. One could say that kuleyama lepligi, that the nature of the ptur of Oines is Oines Rechmana Patre. And in Rosh Hashanah Misvara, that Ptur should not apply to the Boil, because he's not Pahad, he wasn't Oynes, he's a Baal. The reason why she's Muteris of the Boil is for a totally different reason. Because the Isla of Baal and the Isla of Boil are a package deal. Because the Ikar HaIsa, when Asia's Isha is Mazana, is really to the Baal. That's like once she becomes a Surah of the Baal, to shame her, Surah of the Baal, Kacha Surah of the Boil. But the Isra has to start with the Isla of Baal. The male of the Isra can't get off the ground, if for whatever technical reason whatsoever, you cannot ask her to the Baal, but mainly you can't ask her out to the boil either. So l'chora, there are really three different logical possibilities to understand what's going on. Either you could take the approach that the whole Isser, the nature of the Isser is Ratzah, and Ratzah is a critical part of the Isser, so mainly she's Muteris, Bein, Baal, Bein, Baal. Or you can hold that it's the Bia that creates the Isser, and therefore she's Taka Asur to the boil. Or you can hold the Bia creates the Isser, and she's still Muteris to the Baal, because once you have the Mata for the Baal, then mainly after the Mata for the Baal, because the Isla Baal is no veil from the Isla Baal. Where do we ever find such a wild idea? That you have two Isurim that apply, and one Isur is no veil from another. What is the Iker Isur? And if any way whatsoever we bump off the Iker Isur, then the nail of the Iker Isur on top of the fall off also. Where do we have this here? We're not there, Bebas Bechal, we had a little bit, the Isur Achil, the Isur, I wasn't even thinking about that. Where else do we have this idea that you can have two? We had a little bit different. That it's two people in the same Isra. One's the Ikar, one's the Talpa. Well, we had to keep this phone more on because maybe just be showing off for a second. Because today we had all bogged down the babysitter as usual.
This is the pause button. No, just put your hand over it.
You can't pause it.
No,
I just put it
out. Okay.
Toby called me yesterday, 5:15 in chat, it's okay. My next door neighbor, my babysitter's lost. One
more we're ready for sure. 12:20. Henry. Today, I was saying Shira in the morning. And usually the babysitter never comes on Sunday. So I said Shira in Shul in the morning. So I sent one of my Balabatim to go pick her up on the bus. So I picked her up and he dropped her in front of her house. And my mother-in-law was there. My mother-in-law was upstairs. She didn't hear her knocking on the door. So she was knocking. She didn't let her in. So she went to the neighbor. For a half hour, she was walking around the street trying to find him. So I didn't know where she was. She didn't know where I was. So she called me like 15 times on my cell phone, but the phone was off because I was in Shira. My wife's phone was off because she was in class. So that was the first major crisis. That truck can relate to these. But, okay, getting back to us. So, who remembers? Where do we have a case? One is, sir. One's even worse off. Who remembers Rabbeinu Eliezer? He had in the Dharam, does the Shani quotes? Yeah. What do we got? Remember the Gemara says that a grusha l'kayin, he just replies bay to the man, bay to the woman. So the Gemara had to learn that from a special pasuk, lo yikachu, right? So the Rabbeinu Eliezer said the ikar yisra is on the man, and the yisra on the woman is on the bear for the man. Therefore, the yisra on the man doesn't apply for whatever reason, either because shavya and afshe, he's not mechuyev to believe his wife's word, so from his point, she's still muteres. Or we give the scenario of Yibum, right? Remember the case of Yibum, right? It's Yibum, since Esek Gafal also say on his Isser, so the male sheep goes by the wayside also. So that's not much the same idea here. But you have two Isurim, and one Isur is the way from the first, and if for whatever reason whatsoever, the first one doesn't apply, the second one doesn't apply. Kashrim Taisus, right? What? Good. Very good. It's against that Taisus, right? Because right, Atzeres learns that the whole kash the Gemara Mipnei Malo Asrua was Mipnei Malo Asrua who? Aboya. Why wasn't David Purish? Even though the fact that Uriah was Mutter, that's about it. There were no Edim. So from Uriah's point of view, he wasn't Mukhif to listen to David. David said that he had relations with Bathsheba. So he wasn't Mukhif to believe him. So Eidachat. So from Uri's vantage point, she was still Muteres, and still the Gemara asked if they malo asrua. So you see from Taisus, that Taisus understood that the Yisr Labal can exist even without the Yisr Babal. Right? From our Taisus. Rashi, maybe, didn't learn that way, right, Yosef? Maybe that's where Rashi learned Bein lo asrua, so according to Rashi, the Kasha was Bein and the Yisr to Uri, Bein and the Yisr to Dover. Interesting, huh? So who says befavorish this idea that really the Yisr should have applied to the Baal. The only reason why we let the Baal be Mutera, we should let it be Mutera to the Baal, is because the Yisra is the bear from the Baal. Is there a Rifa? Who says it? Tos says in Lachlam and Hey. Maybe Rifa says also. Did I put the bit to the Baal?
No, okay.
Tos says the same. Tos is in Yilam and Slam and Hey. He asked this Kasha, how can it be that Tosis presents the whole kasha in a whole halichas. Tosis says, we know the Torah tells us to heal on his pasa, which is men, so she's muteris to the Baal. Tosis says, half of it is when you have a woman, she's a surah for truma, she's a surah for kahuna. So Tosis says, no, the din, the Baal. So there the Torah says, exeris, like God says, heal on his pasa, there's a chiluk between onus and ratza. All the other tumas, like Abi Truman, Kuhuna, things like that, there is no such as Eresa Kasa Savamela, she's a Surah, even Ba'onis. So he comes to us and says, so what about like Abi the Boel? How come the Gemara Subas Naftes says that when she's Nen, such as Mutaris to the Boel? If according to what we're saying, that's only unique in by the Baal, how come the Gemara applied to the Baal? So first he shows the hand and says, in a Chinami, that it really should not have applied to the Baal. The only reason why it applies to the Baal is because the Issa of the Baal is Novea from the Baal. So Tosis in Yavama says, Beferish, this tzad that we're saying, that really the name of the Yisr is the fact that there was Nus took place. Whether it's Nus was Be'onis, whether it's Be'rotzon, that's irrelevant. The only reason why she's Muteris Be'onis is because Onis supported Patrei, and that's where she now applied to the Boel. The only reason why Mark was a Boel is because the Yisr in the Boel is no better than the Boel.
So the advertising of Ksubas and advertising of Ramas is not the eye to eye. Right? But let's continue.
Is there any afternoon, Alama, whether the reason why we're going to be Mata or not? Let's say we pass by Agamemnon.
I love Agamemnon, but she's in Teres Lavoya, which is Mata.
Is there any difference of the reason why we're Mata is because we're saying that the Shem's Nus is not Chal, but Ayas?
Or we're saying the reason why she's Mataris is because since the Yisun the Baal is Nabeh from the Baal, it might not be Mina. Who cares?
Coming?
Oh, well, that will be the Beis Shemua that day. Comes the Beis Shemua of the following position. You see, I have an Ashes Kayin. An Ashes Kayin, who's Nansa? Okay, Yisrael rapes an Ashes Kayin. What's the thing? So she becomes a surah to her Baal, who's the Kohen wife. Even though there's a din behila on this pasa, the Gemara says behila on this pasa, but yesh l'acheres she'afa bi she this pasa a surah. The eiz is the eishes kohen. The Gemara says you have an eishes kohen shenensa. It's not a surah l'bal. Okay. Practically speaking, how are you ever going to prove that? That we spoke about in the end of the sefer Nedarim, that if the eishes kohen walks to the beis and say I was nensa, she's not believed. For shemayne and us to be a. Let's say Leah Tzu, the husband of Mamish saw, and the Mamish to Aiden who saw that she was Nansa. So you don't have a dinner that she's a surah. So it comes.
We know from the dinner of that. We remember from the mission like if a guy attack a town, all the guys should go hang or Asr. So anyway, we see from there that.
But we know that's a din, that Asia's going to Nansa is a surah Labal. That's for sure. Yeah. We don't need a mission for that. That's for fairish. Comes the Beishimul and says, so what's the din? Sounds a little bit unfair. So comes the Shmuel and says, okay, so the husband, he's a good guy, does that, keeps the halach, he's going to divorce his wife. Okay? So what does she want to do now? She says, I want to go ahead and marry the boil. Did she do that now? The boil is Yisrael. Maybe it would be a kind of other she can marry. He's a Yisrael. Can he marry her or not? So the Shmuel's not sure. What's the difference? So the Chora, it should depend on the Shabbat. If you hold that the reason why Ashish was Nansa is Muteras to the Bayel, because the Shame Isser Ashish is only Chal Beratzon, because Ratzon is such a critical component of creating the Isser Mitzvah, so then on what grounds are you going to ask this woman to the Bayel? You can ask her, Ashish is Insa, Echel Abab, Echel Abayel, it was Insa Ba'ilis, so it was Nansa Ba'ilis, so you can't ask her based on that. What are you going to ask her? Al tiyisr zayin lekayin, al tiyisr of nivul apostle apsala. What's the problem? Small technical problem. What's the problem? He's not a kayin. So on what grounds are you going to ask her? So al korchach she's mataris. We have a rule. Everything's booked to prove an answer. Right? I told this joke already. No, I told this joke this year. I did right. Three approaches to psak halacha. Okay. Emma says everything's booked to prove an answer. Some people think everything's answered to prove an answer. Some people think everything's answered. You have to prove an answer. So we hold. Everything's going to be proven answer. So on what grounds can you answer this woman? However, if you hold that the Oser of an Ashish is in the name of the Oser is the fact that she had Bia. That's it. That's the only reason why she's a Subra is because she had Bia with another man. And the only reason why we're going to why she's with Teres to our husband is because of all the stuff on the pocket. And the only reason why the quirk is that she's Muteris to the Boel is because the Yisrael Boel is Noveh from the Yisrael Baal. So one can argue that's only true when it's an Ashes Yisrael who is Nansa. But if it's an Ashes Kohen who is Nansa, she's Takasur to the Baal. So since the Ashes Kohen who is Nansa is Takasur to the Baal, so then you can't let her off free to the Boel by saying, nope, you can't ask her to the Boel because the Yisrael Boel is Noveh from the Yisrael Baal. She's a Surah Baal. But one could argue a strange thing that you can have an Ashes Kohen Shenensa, the husband has to divorce her, and now she wants to marry the Boyal. They're going to say, no, you're not allowed to marry the Boyal because the Isra of Echad the Boyal is Chal on you. So this poor Boyal comes and pulls out the Gemara of Ksubas Daftes, and he says, what do you mean? I don't know Ksubas. I never did this. I'm a Bela Asruah because Oinus Ava, but the Heter of Oinus applies to the Boyal also. Comes to Mishmuel and says, no, that's only if it was an Ashes Yisrael, we didn't have to ask her to the Baal. But the Ashes Kohen, we were forced to ask her to the Baal. So the male of the Yisrael Baal sets in. So that only makes sense if you learn this out of the Hakir. If you hold that the Heter Labayal is based on the fact that there was no Osir Mechila, so there was no Osir Mechila here also. the Beishmuel gets a little wordy. Anyone knows what he said? The Nadavita screamed at him. Yeah, the Beishmuel started. It looked like it was a little plate zakumas. Like he made a mistake. He didn't really mean to write what it sounded like. He said that no, the two Yisurim and Tali Zemazah. So the Yisra Labal is Naber from the Yisra Labal, the Yisra Labal is Naber from the Yisra Labal. He had a lashon like that. So the interviewer says, that's mamash ridiculous to say that the Yisra Labal is Naber from the Yisra Labal. So it'll come out like this. You have an Eishes Yisrael who's Nensa. So if she's Nensa by Yisrael, by a Levi, then she's Mutaris Labal. But she's Nensa by a Kohen. If a Kohen rapes an Eishes Yisrael, so then she becomes a Surah to Baal, to Habal. Because since she becomes a Surah to the Baal, she becomes a Surah to the Baal. So that would be the last. That is the most ridiculous thing in the whole world. So I can't believe the Beishmuel meant to say that. Right? No, Yosef? It didn't sound like he meant to say that. I'll do some mistakes here. Some of the balls get stuck in with it below. Bow, bow. I don't think it's what he meant. Anyway, but this is the Beishmuel's question. So is the Beishmuel necessarily correct? Is the Beishmuel necessarily correct? No, John, hold on. You like this Beishmuel song. Do you think that if you have Kayin, you know, but Yisrael is Ma'anis and Eishes Kayin. So I'm going to tell you that he's a surah to the Baal. Because since she's a surah to the Baal, I'm going to mention a surah to the Baal. Do you think that's true? Exactly, wasn't
but she's not asking for the regular reason.
There you go, Sam was on target. What were you selling?
Maybe a moment.
What? What? Is that real? Lowy. Me and Lowy, we bonded with Shabbos and Sin, me and Lowy. We shop together. We were in the bash together last night. By suits. Was there one non-firm person in Simple last night, except for the workers? I don't think there was one non-firm person. There were about 500 firm people in Simple last night. Sims. I'm the Rav of Sims. I'm the Mario Rav of Sims. It's my backyard. It's in my domain. It's right out of the air. It's about a couple of feet out of the air. There, then, by the entrance of the Garden State. It's just about in the tchumah of the mass. Somebody came to me last night who was there. They said to me, "Can't believe there's so many from people there. They thought this was their own, this is their like their own gavalik chiddush to come right after Shabbos." I couldn't understand what is happening. I mean, it was, but there weren't even 500 people.
He sent
the air to go on.
Yeah, they're right after Shabbos.
What?
Yeah, they're right after
Shabbos. We have an area that runs along Route 17 and we're right. The telephone poles on the side of the highway. Doesn't the highway's not included. So we added a little finagling that at one point, so the whole mall was included, the whole shopping center was included, and then we had to revamp the area a little bit, so one of the shopping centers was out of the area. So somebody was asking me, should we announce this in all the shuls, that you can't go to Bed Bath & Beyond or something, the shop is not out of the area. So I didn't think that was necessarily to inform the Balabatim, that until now you could have gone to Bed Bath & Beyond, now you I'll give you a marshal, son. What's the dinner following us? Let's say you have everyone's Yisrael.
Okay.
So you have Yisrael, is Ma'anis, and Ashes. Yisrael is Ma'anis, and Ashes Yisrael. So then she's Mutaris, the Baal. And she's Mutaris, the Baal also because the Yisrael of Baal is the Beth Yisrael. The husband doesn't like this whole story. He takes a nether. He's not going to live with his wife anymore. So you're going to say, aha, now she's not a surah to the Baal. Let's say he took a nether before him. Now she's not a surah to the Baal. So the nether, she's a surah to the Baal. But why is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life?
Not because it's a totally different
surah. It's a different surah. The din that places in Yavam Islam and Hez Mechavish concept, the Issa Baal is the bear from the Issa Baal, that means when you have an Issa. Isser is Nishazisa on the Baal, so the male that Isser carries over to the Baal. When that Isser is lacking, for whatever reason, even because it was only your Aynes, Anshachon Apathy, that Isser is lacking, so the male the Isser doesn't carry over to the Baal. Just because you have some other, you superimposed another Isser from left field onto this woman, you're going to say, therefore, the Isla Boil is going to be Chal. That's mamish ridiculous. So the Chayra, this Beishmoor, only makes sense if you add something to this Chakira. What do you have to add to the Beishmoor? You have to raise the following Chakira. What's the Chakira? What's the nature of the din that an Ashes Kayin Shinensa is a Surah Bible? What kind of din is that? Let me just finish this. So what kind of halacha is that? Then here the Torah says that an Eishes Yisrael Shemen says Mutara, as an Eishes Kohen Shemen says Asur. Hilon is Pasa, Eish Vachesh is Pasa, Asur. So what's Pasha? Is that a Saitika din? That an Eishes Kohen Shemen is a Sur of a Baila Kohen Al Saita? Means there are two different levels of Saita. The Saita Li Yisrael and the Saita Le Kohen. And the Chivak is Nensa's Mutara is Li Yisrael and she's a Sur of Le Kohen. But it's basically Hayu Hach. It's basically the same as it's a Saita Le Baila. Or is it? No, that's not the Pshat. It's only if Kisista Ishtai, only if it's Barasa. Why is it that an Ashes Kayin, Shenensa, is a Surah Levaila? It's because that's Issa Kahuna, that's Pashas Emrik. That's not Pashas Emor. That's like Gusha, Zayin, and Chalala, and Ibn Al-Basla, and so on. There's absolutely nothing to do with Pashas Nasa. So obviously, for the Beishmuel to come to his unbelievable conclusion that Ken Zayin, an Ashes Kayin, Shenensa, is a Surah Levaila, even though the Ashes Yisrael Shenensa is Muteris to the Baal, that only makes sense if two things are true. It only makes sense if you say that the reason why Nensa is Muteris to the Baal is because it plays in Yohannes of Baal Hedek, is the one that's Naveh or the other. And number two, you then turn around and show that the Gether Isra of an Ashes Kohen Shenensa is not an Isra of Ne'atzma, not an Isra Kohun of Parshas Emor, it's a din of Saita of Parshas Nasa. So once the din Saita is Chal on this Ashes Kohen Shenensa, so then the male, the other half, the Isla Boil, can also be Chal. So this is a razzle dazzle chiddush of the Beishmuel. You have to take two major stands, which are highly questionable. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to say.
But can you say that if that the Torah gives you a special chiddush, that there's a whole big Isla and Pshat and the Torah gives you a chiddush, that if it's Nena, then it's Matir? So, but that doesn't apply to the Kohen.
So you're saying it's the same as this.
Isn't that
the exact amount of the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch? Wasn't that the Beishmuel's trying to claim? The Beishmuel's just assuming that once you're going with the Mahalach, and hey, that the Hetel Abav was the Ver from the Hetel Abav, that once the Hetel Abav doesn't exist because it's Nashus Kohen, so no, the Hetel Abav doesn't exist either. But that's only true if the nature of the Isser, Labav, the Ashes Kohen Shenensa, is an Isser Saita. If it's an Isser like a Nehadir, like Isser Kahuna, not in the Shemitah Isla
Sinai. Wasn't that what the Ramah was adding on Shulchan Aruch? Was it even by Kohen?
Yeah, that's the Beishmuel's claim. Yeah, the Beishmuel is for sure assuming that way. Okay, there are a lot of things saying about this. There are a lot of some vague comments, you know, which may mean nothing. But Beishmuel's taich in the Ramah is assuming this. Well, everyone realizes this, right? Everyone realizes this when you're on the Beishmuel. So the real question we have to ask ourselves is, what is it in? What is the nature of this din that a nation's claim should answer is a Surah Labayla? Is that a Seidah Dikadim, or is that an Issa Kahuna Dikadim? So at first glance, this is a famous suffix of the
Gemara.
Gemara. Like the Gemara in Yavama, is that Gemara? Nah, that's not as famous. The real famous is the Mukha Yosef, right? The Gemara is the Kasha in the Mukha Yosef. The Mukha Yosef in Yavama. It all starts with Mukha Yosef in Yavama. The Gemara in Yavama has the following thing. Sara Saita is a Surah. What does that mean? So we know there's a din that if a man dies without children, so his wife offers the yibum to one of the brothers, all the brothers. The yibum or chalitza would come to the brothers. The only exception to the rule, because there's no zikra, one of the exceptions to the rule is, let's say she falls, she's an erva to the brother. Okay, let's say that we have only two brothers, Ruin Shabbat. Do we draw the yibum pictures here this year?
Square, circle, we had it done.
The wives, the guests, Reuben and Shimon are married. Reuben and Shimon are brothers, okay? And Reuben has a daughter, okay? Her name is Leah, alright? Remember, this way is brother, this way is his children, okay? And Shimon marries Leah.
Right? So that's for women, that's about any sport. We've got a little pleasures there. So comes Reuben. What happens to Reuben? Shimon dies, alright? Shimon dies. Leah falls for Yibam to Reuben, to her father. So comes the first mission of Yavamis and says, Echamesh Neinosh put this to Rasein, but Sarah Sarasein, and Lom, Hatzef Oyam. Okay? Now Leah is Petur from Yibam, and now she took her Yibam, she took her Khalid also. She's done a Mezika, the Machal, okay? Comes the first mission of Yavamis and says, what's the deal if Shimon has another wife also? This is now his little Lom. Which is strange, she's not Reuben's daughter. So I would think, with this, I would say, if Shimon dies, too. This is a raging issue for many, many years about Bishan Gazil, to such an extent that what was going on in Kaiser all the time? For hundreds of years, there are some people following Bishan and some people following Gazil. So it turns out that you had cases of women who were through some people who were having Yibam according to Bishan. So let's say the Bishanites would have Reuben go ahead and marry. Right. Right? So what would this child be according to Beis Hillel? Issa would be his name, right? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe you have a mom who's supposed to call Issa because it sounds like Issa. I don't think people do that anymore. Issa.
So
Beis Hillel says that you can't marry this kid anymore, right? This kid's a mom, so you're going to Beis. Oh, so this is the most misquoted Mishnah in all of Shas. You just joined that mistake and misquoting it. So the Mishnah says that on this, the Mishnah says, even though according to Beis Shammai, you had women who were Yehovah's Lashuk floating around, because Rachel requires Chalitza, and Beis Hillel was popping them, and even according to Beis Hillel, you had some Mamzeru floating around. They were friendly to one another, they married to one another, everyone was shown by Israel. The Mishnah concludes in the end, the first man of Israel, everyone was happy together. But, that's not the end of the story. The Mishnah, the Gemara, has a whole arichas about this, that it's not pshat that they married into each other without asking questions. Of course they asked who was a mamzer and who wasn't a mamzer, and who was a Yavam Lashon and who wasn't, and the other parties gave the information. Everyone was truthful and honest to one another. That's why they were able to marry into one another. See, people quote this mission like you did and say that, you see that just because you hold one opinion, so you should still marry someone who's a mamzer according to what you hold. That's absolutely wrong. That's ridiculous. If I hold the other person a mamzer, so I'm not going to marry that person. But I would expect that the other person should be straightforward and honest enough to tell me that this meat is puzzled, this meat is straight for one of you. And if someone comes to my house, so let's say the person is Makbid and Chodesh. So a person who's Makbid and Chodesh can eat in my house. Why? Because I'm honest enough to tell him what's Chodesh and what's not. It's not pshat that he can come to my house and I'll lie to him and say, no, this is okay. You all know it's all Yoshin anyway. But that's what the Mishnah says. So everyone misquotes this, right? Okay, I'll just read okay. So comes in Gemara in Yavamis and says, an unbelievable bit. Let's say, Reuben and Shimon are here. Okay? Shimon's got two wives. Right? One woman is called Hesoka, and the other woman is called Hesanegis. Right? Shimon dies. It's a hard death. Okay? And,
It's
either Sotah or Sotah or Sotah Badr, the whole deal in the Gemara. Okay? It doesn't matter. So this Sotah now calls the Yibum to Reuben. So the Gemara says, you can't do Yibum Achalitz on the Sotah because two Maksibah Karayas. Because the Torah says the word two of Arayas, the word two of Arayas, that's kind of Reuben's Kerem Shav, as we said before. It's some kind of a Yafusa. If there's no Yibum or Achalitz or Makom Sotah.
So the Gemara says, oh, there's no Yidla Chalitza in Malkum Saiti, there's too much Tzibur Karayis, according to Pesach, well, we pass in that the Tzibur Tzadeg is most free as well. Okay? That's the Gemara. The Shai is to come from the Middle Ages all the time. In the Middle Ages, sometimes you have this phenomenon that, Crusades was a tough life then. And sometimes the the women Nebuch, they wanted to save their own skin, so they would run off with they would convert to Christianity, they'd go run off with God, whatever. You had a married woman, and she would go in effect be Mazan, she'd manage to go living with a guy. And then years later, things would pressure would ease up a little bit, so the people wanted to do tshuva. So sometimes this was Meis and Shehoka in the Middle Ages, the woman would come and they. And she'd wanna come back to the Jewish community, and her husband had died already, and she was a zekuka liyibum. And in those days, to be zekuka liyibum was a disaster because sometimes you couldn't even know where the brother was. No one knew who was alive and dead those days. So you had many, many women who we had a paskin that she's not zekuka liyibum because she's a saita.
Is this like
the Kenites do? No. So that's the least kind of sota. Here, she was mazam. She's been living with a goy for the last 20 years. The Sotavade. So there happens to be a machlokes that we showed him whether we pass it like Rav. Because assuming the Sotavade Sotavade, it seems to contradict Rav. So most of the Rishonim paskin like Rav. But Sotavade Sotavade is tapped to Turk and Chalitza and Yibum. And the Ravid disagreed. The Ravid held that the Maskana Sagamor, all the dust settles that we hold that there really is a requirement of Chalitza. It can have Yibum, but there is a requirement of Chalitza. So the Ramah quotes this Ravid that Machatchi is mostly chashish for this Ravid to do Chalitza misafek. The later post comes there. It's unbelievable. Shas al Chachti. You can't do a chalitza. So you guy right in line, Rabbi the Rishon. So this mamish is happening in the Middle Ages. The scenarios of Yibma chalitza by
saying. Say she was a sota. She's living with a guy.
If she's living with a guy, that's pretty big sota.
Same though. That's the most ages.
No. She's married. She never got a get from her original husband.
But isn't that like isn't that kind of what we said before by Yisachar?
Oh, you mean, no, you mean, according to those sheet, does that say that B'Yisachar only asks us on the Bailam in the Rabbanon? Yeah, that was a very big
that. She would say like that,
with
that.
Yeah, they're dead enough, but at the level of their eyes, she still is a good believer, right? Yeah, okay, we're in that way. Okay, fine, anyway. So comes in the book like Yosef and says, what's the deal in the following case? Let's say it's not a regular site of the Ratsa, it's an Ashes Kain Shenanza. So the wife of the Kain is Nansa, and then the Kain dies right then and there. She's a Kukli Mana, the Safik, Sarachim, he's not sure what the deal is. So what's the Safik of the Muhayat? It's Pasha's Asafik, namely, the fact that Ashes Kain is Nansa, is that a Kahuna? If it is a site, it's not exist because of the Nitma of Fly, so two Maksipa Kep Isaac creates a tour. From Zika, Pasha ain't going to be holding. It's an Issa B'Kriyatma. Let's say a husband takes a net and not to be with his wife, and the husband dies. So you don't say, oh, there's no Zika because she's Asura. Right? It's not a din that because you're Asura to the Baal that is Rafia the Zika. The only thing is Rafia the Zika is a shame tumma. So tumma can be achieved either through a rayas or through tumma or through Saita, which is tumma ksiba kerayas. Let's say a mashal like this. Let's say the real Issa Kuna. Let's say a Kain marries a Grusha. He's not like a married Grusha. Marries a Grusha, then the Kain dies. So the woman does not go free without chalitza. Maybe she found out of Yibum for some technical reason, but there is Yibum. Whenever there's Kiddush, so there is Yibum. So whenever there's an Issa Kahuna Minachotz, that doesn't affect the Yibum whatsoever. So that's the Sabbath that the Nifal Yosef has. It is the din of Eishas Kahuna Minachotz. So, Saita, therefore, it's created a Tumut Siva Kerais, it prevents Yibum from being called. What's an Issa Kahuna Minachotz? So the problem with this Nifal Yosef is a dual problem. That the Gemara in Yevamos in the sixth parak seems to address this issue and come to a conclusion. The Gemara is a shadow. What's the din if you have an Ashes Kain Shenanza and she continues to live with her husband the Kain? So she's not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says that Aval and Aval that she gets Malkus Mishum Tuma, and whether or not she gets Malkus Mishum Zayna also is a shadow of the Gemara. So from the fact that the Gemara assumes that Dover Pasha gets Malkus out to Tuma, so you see that the Gemara did interpret with Tuma Ksiba Kerayas as referring to the Ashes Kain Shenanza. You see, clearly, the Gemara is not just a bit of the but the din of Saita. So, what's the new thing that he's talking about? Why is he just ignoring the Gemara?
If it's an issue going to do so, why would it matter that she's no matter why you say she's Aser, she's still Aser.
No, but she's not Aser al Tzachos Seifer. She's only Aser al Tzachos Kavuna. So Grusha Lekoyen doesn't fuck you. It's only Aser Seifer that's fuck you. Because of two looks in her eyes. Okay? So this is a Pella also on the Gemara Yosef. There's another Pella on the Gemara Yosef, which is really a Pella on the Gemara also, because there's a Gemara in Sotheh that talks about this topic. Is that right? Who saw the Gemara Sotheh in Davao? The Yosef, what's it say? The Gemara Sotheh, what? The Gemara Sotheh Beferish. The Gemara says, what's the din? If you have an Ashes, if you have an Ashes Kayin, she dance up. And now she falls to Yibum, so who's she going to fall to Yibum to? To the brother. But the brother is also a Kayin. So the Gemara raises the question, can this Kayin have Yibum with her? So the Gemara says, no, the Kayin can't have Yibum with her, because why? Because he's also to marry a Zonish. He's not allowed to marry a woman who's middle of the Apostle Law. But the Gemara says you can have a Hechatinza where a Kayin has a brother, and that brother is permitted to marry her. What's the case? But he's a Chol. You can have two people who have brothers. The brother's been Ha'av. In order to be Yibum, usually the brother's been Ha'av. They have different mothers. So brother number one, Reuben should have a brother. Shimon happens to be a Kayin, and Reuben happens to be a Chol. Okay, and Shimon's wife is Rachel. Rachel becomes Nansa, and Shimon dies. So comes the Gemara in Sefer Davar and says, not only does Rachel fall for Yitro for Zika to Reuben, but what's possible? He can even do it. It could be that he's even wanted to do it. The Gemara's all discussion, is that true or not? The Gemara's not going to bash the Gemara, is that it's true? Right? That's Mamash Yishnu Teref the God of Reuben. So according to the Gemara, he says that whenever you have a woman who becomes a suitor to a Kayan, say, Ashish Kayan, and then there's a Dintumah that's Chalba. According to that style in the Gemara, it says Mamash Dintumah. So once Rachel is Nansa, there's no Zika anymore. So for Kerr, rather than being Hetagama for Rachel to have that Yibum, what is it? It's an Issa? It's an Issa Arias. What is Issa Arias? Ashes Ashla of Mokha Mitzvah. Because according to the Mokha Yosef, that Tumak Zika Arias applies to Ashes Kerr and Nansa. So the Zika is broken, so there should be an Issa Kareis for the Yibumay. That's a little bit of a kasha. The Gemara says that it's Mokha Chetchir, and the Mokha Yosef is a Tzad that's Issa Kareis. But who's it a real problem on? On the two Gemaras, Lachar to steer belief from the Sugin site to Sugin Yavamas. The Gemaras, Emes Lamitai, in Yavamas, that an Ashes Kayin Shenanza is like a Mishum Tuma. So the Gemara is taking a stand on this issue. The Gemara is saying that that is an Issa, it's not just an Issa Mishnaat, so it's an Issa Tuma, it's an Issa Saita. So, but so, how can the Gemara say that this is not done? What do you hope? What do you think? You already get a kasha? So the Rabbi Yosef throws his hands up. He's not sure. What's the din? Sorachim, what's the lava? And he's not misyachis to the fact that the Gemara in Yavama seems to say pretty open and shut that two maksiba kerayis applies. Whereas the Gemara in Soita says beferish that it's mutter. And the two Gemara's contradict each other. There's a lot of kashas, right? So you got a lot of time to think. Probably all day tomorrow. Head into Tuesday, so we'll see again. We'll play it again tomorrow. But then I'm sure. Okay? So, you'll probably be able to judge from the looking out the window whether it's ready or coming. That's what you did. Well, oh, so. Huh? Yeah, one guy called me. I don't think it's you.
Chinese or council?
Some one guy
called me. Chinese or council?
I wanted to talk about the country.
Well?